Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lions are the best team in the second and third quarter in the NFL, and I think it speaks to being able to make the adjustments on the fly to win football games. I remember talking to a coach once, and blah, 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 and I said, halftime adjustments. He goes, let me stop you right there. I said, what's that? And he goes, the most overrated thing I hear from fans is what are halftime adjustments. And I said, well, what do you mean? He goes, we make adjustments all game long. There is literally no time in the game that we're not making adjustments. We're constantly taking in the data, looking at what teams are doing to us and reacting to it. And they do a very good job of not waiting till halftime and adjusting.
I 100% agree with that. I just think something's just going to click more because they want to get back to the NFC Championship game. They got some blood in there. In their veins and whatnot, this is going to be ice cold after that halftime, I think. That's just my prediction. I think they're going to get back and they're going to get what they want.
All right, got you down, 38-17.
I always thought that, I mean, the halftime adjustments thing, I do believe in it. I also believe that they're making adjustments throughout the game. There's no question about that. But at halftime, you got a little bit more time to breathe. You have an opportunity to bounce ideas off of other coaches and talk to players a little bit more in depth about stuff. Because you've got that 15-minute period. I feel like the coaches want to be dismissive of that because it assumes that when people say that they're not working on adjusting during the game, and they want to make sure that, of course, they're always trying to change something.
Apparently, one of those fights, those UFC fights, has been canceled.
Which one, Doug?
Somebody sent us a link that Sarukian versus Makhachev.
Is that no longer on?
Apparently it's not on. So.
Was the easier of the two to read?
Do you have another live read? Please say yes. Please say yes.
I don't think so.
So you got another 24 seconds left?
I think we're done.
Jordan's in Taylor, and he's next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
We're doing great.
Appreciate the bad news before the call, but anyway, I must be drinking the Kool-Aid over here, fellas, because I'm going 31-0 to be the first shutout game in a playoff game since 2016, since the Chiefs did it to the Texans. Wow. It would be a big surprise, I know, but it's happening. Three turnovers the Lions will force, two interceptions and a forced fumble, and Lions are going to double the possession of the football in the game and just run the heck out of the ball. And yep, that's the prediction.
I got to tell you, 31-0 is one of the boldest predictions we've ever had.
That is bold. That is so bold. Jordan, where do you get your pants tailored? Because when you make statements like that, that means you got a big set, my man.
It's happening.
Yeah, I like it.
31-0. You know they're really gonna have problems winning if they don't score. I think the Lions will be in good shape.
Look at you.
Really, really good
shape. Pop Warner in the house.
That is correct. Matt is next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got Lions 40-19. No way that Dan lets this team not be ready to go. I cannot believe the doubters around here. This team's going to take it to them, man. Just on another level. Just on another level.
The way you phrase that, have you heard a lot of doubters?
Yeah, I'm hearing a little bit of doubt around town. I mean, especially, you know, I guess a lot of the national is clickbait, right? They got to get their hits. think Washington's going to come in here. I mean, we've watched this team 17 games, right, brother? I just don't see it happening. I mean, I've watched the NFL for 30 years, too. I've been a Lions diehard, but, I mean, I think you guys would agree this team's a different team, right?
They are different, man. They are built different. They're built for this. I mean, like all the cliches that the coaches are spitting because I believe in it. Yeah. I think this team is different.
It's like the Minnesota game, man. I mean, we were all nervous. Oh, my gosh, like you guys were just saying, it comes down to one game, and nobody's seen that coming, and it's so much fun. I tell my son, he's 13, guys, enjoy it, right? Enjoy it. I mean, it's nice when you're on top, and we've never been there, you know?
Feels like a 13-year-old that is probably just kind of getting into this, a skip to the front of the line. It's got to experience.
And listening to you in the Michigan games, too, Doc, I told him, I go, you jumped on board like the best years. You know, we've suffered for so long. And these last 3-4 years, I go, dude, it ain't always like this, man.
Oh, it is when you're working with Doug Karsh.
After every game.
Always like this.
Right. It's all Doug. It's all Doug. Yeah, sure.
I kind of feel like John and I jumped in the front of the line when it comes to that. Some good years to start. 248-539-9797.
I'm born on third base. This guy.
Some guys are just born on third,
Some
Gator.
Some guys just born there.
Let's go to Leo is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Leo. Leo. Uncle Leo.
No good.
Hamzy is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Hamzy.
What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
How you been, Hamzy?
Good, man. Good. I was calling in with a prediction. I think it's going to be 38-29 Lions.
Okay.
And in the beginning of the game, I don't know. It's unclear in my crystal ball if it's the first score of the game or if it's the second score of the game. Tyrion Arnold gets his first pick, and it's a pick six.
Arnold, first pick, pick six. I feel like he's gotten better and better and better, and he continues to pass tests. And Amik Robertson is proving his value to this team, which is amazing, given where he started this year in terms of their cornerback rotation. But watching Arnold get better and better bodes so well for the future.
Absolutely, man. And it's got to happen, right? I mean, he's been getting better. I just feel like it's got to happen. And it's either going to be the first score of the game or the second score of the game. And the story of the game, I mean, that could be the story of the game, but I think Jared Goff plays almost a perfect game, has about four touchdowns, I think. But I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to be a six-point game, and Jake Bates ices it with a minute left to give us a 9-point win. So we'll see. But depending on where you guys are on the line, either 8.5 or 9.5, some people are going to be happy. Some people are going
to
be
upset. I was about to say, you're right in the middle there. It started open at 8.5, and now it's at 9.5. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Leo. Is he there this time? Hi, Leo.
Yes, I am here this time. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Mute.
What's up, Leo?
But hey, love your show. Love what's going on here, man. I don't want to rob, you know, the Commanders of the story. They have a great story going on for them. You know, great for the fans. But the Lions have the greatest story going on, given their history. They deserve this. They earn this. And my prediction for this game is going to be
48-34. Offense rolls. Defense doesn't. But I got to tell you know, I could see it being this kind of game because of the way the Lions offense just consistently performs. It just consistently and it's not a lot of improvisation. It's exactly how it's designed. And when the first read isn't open, Goff looks to his second read, third read, just like you're supposed to, and they just execute.
They're lethal. And, you know, I believe the Commanders' run defense is, what, ranked 30th?
Mm-hmm.
That's not good, having both Montgomery and Gibbs in the backfield. Yeah, that's trouble for them.
Yeah, I think it would really be nice to see the Lions just get off to a great start running the football, because then you feel like they command the game, and it can be soul-crushing if they do things like that. We know the passing game is there. Everything starts with a run, though. They run the football, they can throw all they want. Play action works, and, you know, they're going to start going man-to-man and, you know, just bring it on. I really like this matchup.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We'll have our predictions for the Lions game coming up shortly. It's Carson Anderson. Let's get back to the people. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Mark.
Good. My prediction is 45-26, and I think one of their scores will be in junk time, and I really think what we're going to be talking about is who we should pull in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
And not get hurt.
Wow. Are you going to do the Stoney, they left the starters in too long thing?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'll go Stoney way on that, but we'll see. And I just think that Dan and our offense is going to have that young team on tilt by the third quarter.
Well, look, I mean, I said it earlier, and we'll get to it in our predictions. I feel like when you're playing the Lions, you're that NASCAR that can't afford to slip up because the next thing, you're just trying to stay on the lead lap. You're the leader of the race is in your rearview mirror, and you want in the worst way to stay on the lead lap. And the moment you have to punt, you turn it over, you miss a field goal, you're getting lapped because the Lions offense is so consistently good.
And that's exactly what I think. I think they're going to go for it on fourth down when they shouldn't. Our defense will hold up, and then the onslaught will start.
Well, I think we've seen it this year, and Kang, you were the first to point this out. I give you credit because as time went on, I'm like, you know what? Kang's right. Other coaches coach to try and keep up with the Lions offense, which leads to them going for it on fourth down when they just aren't as prepared to do it as Detroit is. And the thing about the reason they can do it and do it so successfully is smart quarterback and super reliable pass catchers. Not to mention a great O-line.
Well, that's where it starts.
And I know the Commanders go for it a lot as well, but I feel like this is part of the Lions' identity, and I feel like maybe the Commanders are doing it because they're more forced to do it. They've been coming a lot from behind in games as well. The stat I told you guys earlier, they do lead the league in fourth quarter points. They're behind a lot of times, and give credit to Jaden Daniels being a young rookie quarterback that's able to lead them back and finish these teams off. But I think it's a different type of go for it than the Lions do it. It's more of a mentality for the Lions.
Kevin is next on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello, Kevin.
Been a while. Hey, cool. Anybody heading to Tyler Chesky's basement by any way?
Good place to watch a game, yeah.
That's what I hear. Here, it's awesome.
No reports of that yet today?
Not in a while. Not in years.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a while. All right. Hey, guys, I'm going to go with 35-21 Lions. And just that usual great balance, running, some big passes, and this defense, I don't know how Aaron Glenn does it, but my goodness, he's plugged the guys in and they're playing well. And I just think it's going to be a really good, solid Lions game again.
AG seems to get them to make enough plays. And, you know, earlier in the year, it looked like the defense was actually going to be pretty damn good. The injuries have caught up to him to a certain degree, but that doesn't change the goal is to find a way to win the game. And I think AG is doing a good job of getting this group of players to simply be the best version of themselves.
I agree. And like you said about the back stepping up, Terry and Arnold and Amik, it's very impressive. And glad to see it. Looking forward to Saturday night.
Thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Eric is next on 97.1. Hi, Eric.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
thanks,
Eric,
for taking the call.
Sure.
44-18 Lions, 20-7 halftime lead. Speed never has a bad day, and it really, really, really ups the clock on the other guy. Nerves really get frayed. Plus speed, plus good hands. They've got this going, but I do want to say this. This could be the last hurrah as far as, you know, this unbelievable feeling that's going because they're going to lose coaches. They're going to have to reprogram. So we really have to savor every second of what's going on.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case, but I think you're probably right. You know, the two coordinators have interviewed for a bunch of jobs, head coaching jobs, and, you know, they're front runners for several of those. I think you're right. They should savor it. I think we should all savor it. And Saturday, tomorrow night, should be a nice celebration, I'm hoping.
Yeah, that speed, it really makes the other guy nervous. Makes him make mistakes, makes him do things they don't want to do. Kevin O'Connell panicked, and you saw what happened.
Well, both teams have speed.
Yep.
So don't forget that Jaden Daniels has tons of speed. McLaurin's great. They've got some capable running backs as well. They've got a veteran tight end that has stepped up big time this season. It's a good team. They wouldn't be here if they weren't.
Yeah, I mean, I when he said it, I'm like, he's right. Just keep in mind that they're fast too. Deami Brown ran a 4.440. I mean, they've got some speed. And McLaurin, I've heard McLaurin speed compared to J-Mo, so just something to keep in mind. Antonio is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, guys. I'm calling from D.C. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got Detroit 33, Commanders 26 covering the line. Definitely within a touchdown. 26 points is kind of funny because our kicker is kind of special. It's not a guarantee that he'll make the extra point after a touchdown.
This is true. They actually brought in a kicker. They had kickers coming in this week to work out because they're still not sold on what they have.
Yeah, but I decided to listen in simply because the vibe down here is that at least it's more of a nationwide vibe that the Commanders are not getting any kind of respect. And in the end, they did win 12 games. And that's nothing to sneeze at. They really didn't just squeak in making it 8-8 or something like that. So, but I really appreciate you guys taking my call. It seems like your fan base is not all in one-sided. I think there's a general sense that it'll be a good game or a close game. So
we've had some pretty chesty predictions today, Antonio. I do want to ask you a question because you're giving us there's a lot of cues here that you're a Commanders fan.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, definitely. Just making sure you did. Our kicker. That was one of my – I'm pretty smart.
There you go, Doug.
Is the case for the Commanders – are people building a case on something other than Team of Destiny?
Yes. We're stretching here. I think that one of the points that is being brought up is that we've been in relatively a lot of close games. And if it is a close game, they believe that there's an advantage to us, given the fact that Detroit has pretty much all their wins have been overwhelming. So they believe that we have an edge if it gets to be a close game like that. And obviously the Jaden Daniels factor, never know what he's going to do in every given week. But pretty much everybody's in consensus that Detroit is the overwhelming favorite and they have the better team. But we believe that it's going to be a close game.
Fair enough. Hey, appreciate the phone call. Let's get to our picks for the game. Do you want me to go first, Gator, or do you want to go first?
I'll be happy to go first.
All right, let's hear it.
So I like the Lions in this game. I don't think it's going to be any surprise. You've heard me talk about being chesty as this week has gone on. I love the matchup. I think that the defensive backfield for the Lions, the secondary, is going to step up in this one. I like the configuration of it, despite that they don't have Carlton Davis, just because you're able to add Melifonwu, who's a playmaking safety, and you move Branch into a slot corner position. Amik Robertson proved a couple weeks ago he can handle top receivers in the league as he kind of shut down Justin Jefferson. I like what they do there. You're going to have to contain Jaden Daniels as much as you can, and I expect he's going to rip off a couple of really nice runs, and everyone fan in the stands is going to go, man, see, we got to stop that. Well, as long as you're holding the field goals and not touchdowns, that can be the case. I love the Lions' offense against their defense matchup. The Lions should set up nicely here, being able to run the football. Starts with protection up front, being able to maul that defensive line, getting to the front seven so that these running backs can get into the secondary. The positive talk of David Montgomery, that he's ready to go and can make an impact, perhaps like Alex Anzalone did last week, where it doesn't really seem like he missed a step, sounds good to me. I like this game with the Lions on top, 34-24.
Okay, so I really thought the point spread was right on, opened at 8.5 and sat there most of the week. And I've talked about, I think the Lions were on the football, given that Washington late in the year still had some issues stopping the run. They did a good job last week. They kept the volume of play down. Volume of offensive plays down for Tampa. I think that's extraordinarily difficult to do against Detroit. I'm not sure it's repeatable. I also think Goff, this is one of those games that he might be like the Seattle game. I don't think he's going to go 18 for 18, but I think his passing attempts might be down. And defensively, I've said it a bunch this week, Aaron Glenn has made this group of what he's putting on the field, he's getting the most out of them. FGA, field goal attempts, the most important stat in this game. and Alex Anzalone, it's hard not to draw a straight line between his return and what they did to Minnesota. Like I said, the point spread I thought was right on. I'll take a final score. Detroit 35, Washington 26 and a half.
Well, the kicker, you never know.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that, Doug. I'll give my score first and why after. The Lions 32, Commanders 23. I think they're right in that 8.5-9 point range as well, Doug. I think the offense is obviously going to be rolling if they have 32 points. And I think it's because Gibbs. I know we just had Burchie on. He thinks it might be more 60-40 Gibbs-Monty now. I'm sticking with 75-25 Gibbs-Monty. I think they've opened up. The toothpaste is out of the tube, right? I mean, you can't put it back in. Gibbs is a monster when you feed him the ball. And I think that the rush defense for the Commanders, whether it's inside or outside, Gibbs is the guy who take advantage of it either way. And then if he's not running the ball, swing passes. I don't think Bobby Wagner's 34 long too. I don't think he's going to be able to get outside to catch Gibbs. I think Goff has a very efficient day. Play action works because the running game is working so well. Defensively, I think they contain Daniels just enough. I think AG, he's a master of scheming the last few weeks. I think he's been put on a master class of working with what he's given. And the fact that Robertson can play outside, I like the fact that, like you said, Gator, Branch is going to be in the nickel now, if he's going to be there. And my prediction, Terry Arnold gets his first pick of the year, 32-23 Lions.
Do you want to ask him or should I?
I don't know what you're going to ask.
How are they going to get 32?
They're going to score 32 points.
I know. I just like
I'm
it.
Surprised.
Like,
I'm surprised. I expected 29-19.
I was thinking like 29 Kangs, again, Kangas, but you know
25-18.
32 is an interesting score.
I moved off of it.
Every single one of his scores has been interesting. This is
because they're going to go for two at some point.
This totally checks out. 32-23.
It's tough.
I like it. It's saucy.
All right, Who's got that square, 2-3?
Real quick, Jordan. Let's pick some games as we always do on Friday at this time.
It's now time for If I Bet It, But Now I Can, Uncensored Football Picks Thingy.
Move quickly through these. Buffalo and Baltimore. Buffalo at home, a 1-point favorite. I think the Bills get the win, and it's my car house lock of the week.
I'll start with the first game of the schedule, and that's Houston is at Kansas City. Houston getting 9.5 points at the Champs. I think the Champs win, but I think Houston covers. I'll take the 9.5. It's a lot.
I agree with you. I'll take Houston as well.
The Rams take their show over to Philadelphia. It's not going to be nice weather-wise there. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be snowy. The Rams are getting 6 points. I think Philadelphia wins, but again, you're going to give me 6 points. I'm going to take the 6 points in the Rams.
I don't want. I'm looking at the under in the Buffalo-Baltimore game. Under 51.5.
Doug, that's very smart to say. I also like the under in this one. It is going to be nasty in Buffalo. With the 51.5 under, I'm surprised it's that high. It's going to be cold. They're going to get 3 to 5 inches of snow throughout the day. It's going to be windy and blustery. It's my shoot the boot lock of the week.
All right, there you go. Kang, every week you agree with one and disagree with one.
Yeah, I agree with you guys on the under in the Buffalo and Ravens game. I think wind plays a huge factor in that, keeping that score lower.
And which one do you disagree with?
Doug, I think Buffalo... they're actually going to lose. I know you're taking the. Would you get 1 point on that one?
Yep.
I think this is finally the game that Lamar Jackson gets the win, but it's not going to be because of Lamar. It's going to be because of Derrick Henry.
Be another Buffalo home playoff loss. Mm. Wow, that would sting. There it is. Those are our picks. Do with them what you will. It's Carson Anderson, the Gator Rant, coming up in just over 10 minutes. Hey, get ready to elevate your game this NFL playoff season with FanDuel, because right now all customers can get a no sweat NFL same game parlay for any game. Just place a 3-leg NFL same-game parlay, and you'll get bonus bets back if your bet doesn't win. Same-game parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build one of your own or choose one of the popular SGPs pre-built for you. Again, a no-sweat same-game parlay. This is the only way I do parlays. It's when I got the no-sweat guarantee. But make sure you click on the banner at the top to select a no-sweat same-game parlay and opt in. And then you got to hit the button when you make your parlay bet. So must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Maximum wager is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply, including token expiration. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I don't know. You think we're too chesty about this, Kang?
My prediction's chesty, but I don't feel chesty. Does it make any sense?
I mean, you know, I don't like... hear you a little bit. I don't feel as anxious about this game going into it as I have in the past.
Really?
That Minnesota game, I felt sick to my stomach going into it. I don't feel that way right now.
Maybe it changes that kickoff, gets a little closer.
I'm sure it will, but I mean, I remember the Minnesota game that week. I didn't feel good. Right now, just talking about this game, I really like this this team.
Okay, found this interesting. This is geotagged Twitter data about which states are rooting for which teams. Okay, little straight data. Which states are rooting for which teams?
All right.
So, like, I would give you an example. The state of Pennsylvania is rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles this week.
No way.
Yep. The state of New York is rooting for the Buffalo Bills.
Hmm.
And as you might imagine, the state of Michigan is rooting for the Lions. I would like you to give me another state that you think is rooting for the Lions. You and Kang will go back and forth until we run out of states.
Wow. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is rooting for Buffalo. You are out. Kang, all you need to do is come up with one state that is rooting for the Lions.
Nevada.
They are rooting for the Rams.
Well, you're out.
You're back, Gator.
Rooting for the Lions.
I thought we had a lot of Michigan transplants out there. I guess more LA, though, makes sense.
Florida.
Florida is rooting for Buffalo. You've hit on two states that are rooting for Buffalo.
Man, you know Buffalo well.
He does know Buffalo. Kang?
Wyoming.
Wyoming is rooting for the Rams. So you know the Rams.
Why are we doing that? No, I just want to keep going for Ram states.
Right. Well, there's one that hasn't been mentioned that's pretty obvious. Gator?
I'll save that for last, Doug.
Illinois.
Say Buffalo, please.
He's rooting for Buffalo.
I'm back in it.
Okay.
This one, I know they're rooting for the Lions. Hawaii.
Hawaii's rooting for the Rams.
Honolulu Blue.
You've got three states. Three states that are rooting for the Rams, three states that are rooting for Buffalo. Just give me one. I will tell you right now, 25 of the 50 states are rooting for the Lions, and you guys haven't named one yet. Gator's got three states, Wisconsin, Florida, and what was the other one?
Illinois.
All Buffalo.
How about the great state of Montana?
Well, they're on my list.
Bingo. Montana's rooting for the Detroit Lions. Kang? One that's rooting for the Lions.
One that's rooting for the Lions. Yep. The Lions. I'm going to go with Vermont.
Wow.
Okay, I'm screwed now because I can't tell the difference between Vermont and New Hampshire. One is shaped slanting to the right. The other's upside down. Vermont, you say? Vermont is rooting for, not rooting for the Lions.
Oh, I hope it's
Vermont's
the Rams.
Rooting for Buffalo.
You win, Gator.
You win.
You always
Here
do.
Are the states that are rooting for the Lions, the 25 states.
Every other state in the union.
Yeah, just right. About. Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington, all rooting for the Lions. 10 states are rooting for the Bills. Florida, Illinois, Minnesota, New York, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, Vermont, Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
We almost nailed all the Buffalo states, right?
Yeah. So the Dakotas are all about, Dakotas and Wyoming want Buffalo.
Yep.
But Montana's like, no, sir.
Want no part of that. Is it
Kobe Soristal, did he go to Montana? Is he a Montana guy?
There's a North Dakota. No, he's William & Mary, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah. Mm. 4 states are rooting for the Chiefs. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska. Three states are rooting for the Rams. Oh, I got one of those wrong. I guess that was Buffalo. Wyoming's Buffalo. My bad.
Damn, Rams are crushing Buffalo.
California, Hawaii, and Nevada. The Eagles have three states, Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. The Commanders have two states, Virginia and West Virginia. The Texans have two states, Louisiana and Texas. The Ravens, only Maryland, and that is it. They're one state. Half of the country.
Why Montana?
Dude, why
Washington? They don't have a single player from Montana.
We got Idaho. We got Utah. We got Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma. We got Arkansas, Mississippi. We got the damn near the entire SEC.
It's good. I think, well, maybe because we have so many Alabama players.
Well, I don't think that's why Mississippi or Georgia are rooting for the Lions, but it certainly Alabama, could be why Alabama's rooting for the Lions.
That's great.
It is awesome. We've got Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire and Maine.
No, you're not all sure. For you don't know what it is.
Dude, the difference between New Hampshire and Vermont, it's like one's this way, the other's on top of it going inverted. I don't know which one comes first when we're driving out there. I need to start paying attention. But.
Well, you're in it for a minute.
Yeah, you're in one of them for like 45 miles and then bam, you're in the other one. But so there you go. Half the country rooting for the Lions.
Hi, Rico.
Rico Beard's in studio.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
How you doing, sir?
Hello, Kang, since he always says I never.
Hey, what's up, Rico?
I don't have headphones on, so I can't.
He said hello.
He said hello back. Yeah. What do you guys got planned coming up next?
Just taking the temperature of the room. Not here.
It's about 74.
And Michael complained it's too hot. Are you still feeling good about this game? Or, you know, is the playoffs and, you know, one bad slip up, one bad play kind of kicking in? Or is it still double-digit disco for some people?
Yeah, data tells you that, I mean, this team can break the mold, and they've broken the mold on a lot of things, but data tells you that the 9.5 is a lot of points. A lot of points.
That is a lot of points.
Yep. It is. I think it's going to be a lot closer. Yeah, I think that the Lions will probably, it'll probably take them 2-3 drives before everything finally clicks back in.
Yeah,
the disadvantage of sitting out a week is
you think it's a real thing because the Niners struggled last year.
Well, a lot of teams with that number one seed, that first couple drives, you're just not in sync. It comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas teams that played last week, they've been in playoff mode. So that's just how I see it.
Yep. Well, does it count? I'm asking because I really don't know. The theory is something we haven't experienced it enough to know. Personally, does it count that the Lions' last game felt like a playoff game?
It helps because they actually play. They didn't sit. Like Kansas City, I'm worried about because they've been sitting for three weeks now.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's a problem. The fact that the Lions played everybody against the Niners and played everybody against the Vikings, that's why I said maybe two drives, yep. And then they'll be back to normal.
Gotcha.
So,
cool. Anything else on the agenda? Mike mad about anything today?
No, he's not. Though we did have an interesting topic. If you're the Lions, you win the coin toss. Do you receive or you kick?
We talked about that. So there you go. Have a great show. Have a great weekend, everybody. And as we do on every Friday, Gator once had a rant when we were cutting a promo about how to get more time in front of the TV. Perhaps this will be helpful to you. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1.